Victor Dominello, the Minister for Innovation and Better Regulation, joins me on the line. Victor Dominello, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Ben.
I admire your courage and bravery coming on the program.
After the serve you sort of gave me for not or almost not coming on, I thought I had to come on.
Well, when your office said, look, as a Minister of the Crown, it would be inappropriate for him to come on, I thought, get your hand off it.
Yeah, well, fair enough. But when Barilaro made the comment in Parliament, I had no idea what he was talking about because I'm not on Tinder. In fact, I need much. I need something far more powerful than Tinder. So I've got my mum lighting candles in the local church, waiting for Mrs. Wright to come along.
You can't go cracking jokes because I've lost my voice, and if I start laughing, you're going to get me in trouble. The ginger drink is working at the moment, but it can only do so much. Now, hang on a moment. Let me just play what happened in Parliament. This is John Barilaro, the Minister for Regional Development, and he was trying to talk up, he was talking up this announcement today about phone towers, eliminating 795 mobile phone black spots when all of a sudden he threw you under the bus. Have a listen.
Most important is one of the greatest endorsements of this program has actually been from the Minister for Innovation, my good colleague at the Minister for Innovation, when he said to me, John, rolling out more mobile phone towers, investing in telecommunication regional New South Wales, you've made it a lot easier and you've given me a greater pull on my Tinder account. That's from the Minister for Innovation.
You know nothing about it.
Nothing at all. As I said, I can guarantee you I'm not on Tinder. But I have asked my mum over the last 20 years to try and find me
a
wife.
Victor, can I give you
not
a bit of a tip?
Ben.
Victor,
yeah,
can I give you a bit of a
yeah,
tip?
Mate. Yeah.
If you want to find a lady,
yeah, which
you,
I do,
you might need to drop off talking about your mum so much.
Yeah, well, maybe, mate. See, you're onto it, Ben. That's probably why I'm so alone.
I mean, we love our mums. Don't get me wrong. I do as well.
She's...
And I think women as well, they like boys who love their mum.
Yeah.
But you've referred to mum a couple of times now in a very short conversation.
Jeez. Well, Ben, maybe when you and I are doing that dragon boat race this Sunday for Cure Brain Cancer Foundation,
yes,
we have a long chat about this.
Well, we'll have a lot of time on that.
Maybe we can do some counselling or something.
Yeah, well, I'm happy to help out however I can.
You're a good man, Ben.
But look, can I put it to you, Victor Dominello?
Sure.
Do you have room for another woman in your life, or is your mum such a figure in your life that there's no more room?
Oh, you're good, Ben. I'll give you that. You and John make a great tag team. You're both putting me under the bus.
Mate, no, I'm not putting you under the bus at all. I'm just looking out for you. What kind of woman are you looking for, Victor?
Oh, look, somebody that wants to change the world, Ben. Small things. I'm a bit of a neat freak, so they have to be pretty clean. Somebody that loves music, loves cooking.
They've got to be pretty clean.
Yeah, I'm a bit of a neat freak. Mm.
Wow, that's romantic, isn't it?
Yeah, it's not really. You wonder why I'm still single.
How old are you?
Oh, mate, I'm old. I'm 48.
48?
Yeah.
Has the bus already left the depot?
I suspect it has been.
It's never too late.
Well, as I said, there's no doubt you'll be giving me lots of tips in that dragon boat.
Well, maybe your colleague, John Barilaro, has given you a tip, and that tip is Tinder.
No, I can't go there, mate.
Why?
Because I need something far, far more powerful than that. You know, Tinder's not going to do it. Tinder's not going to do it.
Mm.
Not strong enough.
Okay. All right. Well, look, I will discuss all of this with you on Sunday morning, I believe it is.
I think we're doing it Sunday morning. And I seriously would welcome your constructive thoughts.
No worries. And this is for Charlie Teo and the wonderful group of the Cure Brain Cancer Foundation.
Absolutely. Can't think of a better cause to roll boat for.
All right. Well, look, I'll put my considerable thoughts in your direction. And I'll see what I can come up with in the next 72 hours or so between now and the dragon boat race.
You're a good man, Ben. There's a spot for you in heaven for sure.
We wish you the best of luck, Victor.
Thanks, buddy.
Victor Dominello, single and a New South Wales minister.